Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 13, what does it say? Now this is where we are. We've got down to this now. And this is today's English version says it like this. You will trample down lions and snakes, fierce lions and poisonous snakes. You'll do what with them? Lions? Man, lions are rough. I'd never had a desire to go hand to hand with a lion. They are fierce. And there are some bad snakes around too. There are some monster poisonous snakes. And he said, you do what with them? Trample them. Glory to God. God says, I'll save those who love me and protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. Now, he said, you'll tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. These are things that bite and hurt and sting. These are things that bite and sting, hurt. And you'll do what with things that hurt? To trample means you're on top of it. It's under you. And this is spiritual language. And it has to do with who has the authority over who. Go to Luke, please. The 10th chapter. Luke 10. Now we've talked about how God protects. He protects by his mighty canopy of power. Under his wings, the Bible said, he has the ability to just come over you like a mother hen or eagle can just come over her young and put her wings over them, and the predator can't even see them or get to them. We talked about this, how the Bible says the devil goes about as a what?
A lion.
What do we do with lions? Goes about as a roaring lion doing what? Seeking. Why would he seek them? Means he's got to find them first. Seeking whom he may. Means he may not be able to. Seeking whom he may devour. So he's got to find you. And even then he may not be able to. But when the eagle puts its wings over its young, the predator can't even see them anymore. Can't find them. And in order to get to them, he's got to come through the eagle. And that's the picture that is painted of our God. Under his wings, under his feathers, his pinions, we are safe. Unless you're a dumb little independent chick that's going to run out from under the covering, then you're going to be somebody's lunch. But he that dwells, he that stays where he's supposed to, he's safe. He's kept. He dwells. He's safe under the shadow, that canopy, that power of the Almighty. This is real. I said, this is real. Also, he protects us by his angels. We talked about that, that are mighty in strength. Also, he protects us. What's the last thing we've been talking about? He protects us through warnings. This is an area not to be neglected now. How did he protect Jesus as a little child? Warnings. Well, we shouldn't try to make him protect us by a more spectacular means than the master himself. How did he protect Paul? More than once, he said, hurry up and get out of town. Jesus, in a vision, told Paul, hurry up and get out of town. Well, what's it time to do then? Hurry up and get out of town. You don't stand there and go, God will protect me. He is. He told you to get out of town. Right? So people have done foolish things and have ignored warnings and have ignored what should have been obvious and died young and wrong. Hold your place here and go with me before we read this to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 7. 7. Ecclesiastes. And verse 17. There is so much wrong believing among Christians. So much. And it's because people don't base their believing on the Word. They stay out of the Word. They're not knowledgeable of the Word, and they just believe what people say. They believe what preachers say. They believe what people with degrees say. They believe people that write books. Did you know, I don't care if it's 330 pages and nice graphics and a hardbound cover and the author has 4 degrees, it can be completely wrong. Right? Just because it's in print doesn't make it right. You should be asking one standard question every day, every night, every sermon, every person. What's the scripture? Excuse me. I gave you the punchline. What's the question? What's the question? Where's the scripture? Where's the scripture? And not just a half of a verse. If it's really word, the Bible said, let it be established in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. Show me multiple verses where it is. But people don't do that. They just swallow stuff and accept stuff and they get excited about this new idea. No, tell me what the standard question is all the time. Where's the scripture? Where's the scripture? And if you don't have it, I don't care if it's me, I don't care who it is. If they don't have the scripture, don't you believe it? Don't care how nice they are, how educated they are. Don't accept it. Don't build your life on it. Don't act on it. People, no telling how many times it happened today. Believers died from a disease, from a car accident, a crime. All over this planet today, there were a lot of believers who died from these kind of things. And there were preachers who stood over them and said, well, it was just their time to go. Huh? It was their time to go, and we don't know why, but we have to leave these things in God's hands. And God loved them so much, He wanted them to take them to Himself, so God took them. And it was their time, but it's not true. I said it's not true. Look at this verse, Ecclesiastes 7 and 17. What does it say? Be not overmuch wicked, neither be foolish. Why? Why should you die before your time? And if you put all the scripture together, you'll find your time to die is not a preset, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a certain day. You'll find the Bible talks about you shall come, if you're blessed, you come to your grave in a full season. Like a shock of corn. There's a time when it's appropriate time to harvest the corn, and there's a time when it's still green. And the end of this psalm that you and I are studying, Psalm 91, what does it say? With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So somebody says, well, they died at 21, but it was just their time. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. They died at 46 from cancer, and it was just their time. I'm sorry, but no. We cannot accept that in light of the Bible. Now, if they're saved, they went to be with Jesus. And that's better than being here. And that's wonderful. But they were robbed of days they could have had. I know a lot of people don't like that. But give me the truth. Amen. How about you? The truth makes you free. Are there people dying young before the proper time to die because of living wrong and being wicked? And what else? What? Just being foolish. Hmm? Can you do something dumb and die? Years before you are to leave here. Is it because God decided to take you?
No.
No, it's because you were dumb. Foolish. Am I reading the Bible here or not?
Yes.
Why should you die before the proper time to die? By being too foolish. Well, the reason I read that is because when the Lord warns you and let you know things and you blare right on into them, that's being foolish. And that's how a lot of people die prematurely. They die before they should die. If you'll do a study on this, don't just take somebody's word for it. Do a study for it. You'll find the Bible teaches there are some things you can do that will shorten your time. There are other things you can do that will add years to your life. Scriptures that say this. And thank God, this very psalm we're studying.
Amen.
With long life.
Yes.
So what is His will?
Long life.
Long life is His will. Being satisfied before you go. That's His will. How many know you got to be protected to make it all the way? Yeah, you do. So protection's part of it. If we're going to get there all the way to long life, we got to have some protection.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, We Have Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204K. That's R-1204K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson invite you to join us as we welcome Jerry Savelle on Friday evening, May 4th. His mission is to attract the lost to a loving, faithful God and to teach them the uncompromising word of faith. Service starts at 7:30 p.m. and children's ministry will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.